Greater Lafayette has tremendous civic and business leaders who are rising up and working to help those who might be struggling during these uncertain times. In response to the current coronavirus crisis, every day at noon, we're taking a break from the music to highlight what these leaders are doing to keep our community bonds strong.
Kirsten Serrano of La Scala is our guest. You guys are doing something very unique. A very questionable what's going on in our world. We have no idea what's going to happen. A restaurant right now, we heard that restaurants and bars are going to have to close down except for carry out. What's going on at La Scala? What are your plans right now?
Yeah, so we've actually been prepping for about a week, and we decided to close yesterday, just right before they made us close, right? So we're doing a couple things. Most importantly, we are asking people to call in and give donations, and then we are turning those donations into food for people in our community that need it, because we know that the need is going to be greater than ever.
Now, is that your food? What kind of food are you, what kind of meals are you creating for them?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because originally, you know, as I thought through this process of what we could do, I thought, well, we'll make pasta for everybody, right? But
sure.
Now I'm finding, talking to the different agencies, they serve different populations, and those populations need different things. So, you know, one of the things that we're going to be doing that I wouldn't have expected going into it is we're going to be making a lot of shelf-stable sack lunches for kids.
Okay.
So those will be going out. You know, we're going to team with River City Church and get some of those out. We're going to team up with Harvest Chapel and get those out. Other places like Lafayette Transitional Housing, we had a very generous donor donate $800 to sponsor a whole buffet of hot food there one night. So it really is looking like different things for different agencies. You know, other places we're sending out trays of cold pasta for families of four, families of six, that they can then reheat.
You said you've been planning for this a week. I know a lot of people are panicking. A lot of people, whether it comes to their employees, whether it comes to their business, you started planning a week ago. What made you say you have to get on this early? And to flip the script on it, rather than have panic, you had a plan.
Yeah, well, you know, everyone knows me from La Scala, but my day job is nutrition.
Okay.
And I actually work with people with immune disease. So I've been paying very close attention,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I was prepping our personal pantry like 3 weeks ago, so I knew what I could see what was coming. You know, I was watching Wuhan, I was watching Italy, I knew what was coming, and I think as a small business, you have to be pretty nimble and proactive, and so, you know, once we started changing our business model and realigning so that we could be helping the community and still bringing in as much work for our servers as we could, our staff, I started to personally feel a lot better.
I would imagine. Now, you said you started prepping your own personal pantry 3 weeks ago. Did you feel crazy? Because I went out, I had a phone call. Somebody said, Jim, here's what's going on, and you might want to think about this. And I said something to my wife. I said, I know this sounds crazy, but... And then we went out and started buying things, and it was still out there. Did you feel crazy doing it?
I didn't feel crazy. I certainly hoped that it wasn't necessary.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I'm pretty active in the local food movement. I'm a farmer. So I already buy meat once a year. I buy half a cow. I buy half a hog. So honestly, you know, me doing some extra prepping wasn't that much prepping.
Okay.
You know, I was just having a little bit more canned goods in my pantry. But no, I didn't feel crazy. I just felt like I was being cautious and proactive.
If people want to help out your cause, what you're doing, preparing these meals, because there's going to be a lot of, with kids not going to school, there's going to be a lot of need for food out there. What can they do to be a part of this?
Yeah, there's two ways that you can participate. You can give us a call. That's 765-420-8171. We can take your donation over the phone. We can also take your personal food order over the phone, of course. And we are in the process now, just to make it easier for people to donate, of setting up like a GoFundMe page,
mm-hmm.
where people will be able to just do it online.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's fantastic that you thought ahead. And to look at you, you don't have a look of panic on your face. You don't look scared. You're doing something to benefit our community, and it's also helping the people who work for you, correct?
Yes. Yeah. So we're hoping to give as many hours to staff as possible.
Will you still be open? You're closed totally?
We closed as of lunch today. Okay. So our dining room is closed. Like I said, you can call us for takeout. We still have Grubhub delivering, but our dining room's closed.
Very nice. Thank you so much for taking the time. Best of luck. And we'll see you in, a couple weeks?
Hope so.
That would be nice. Kirsten Serrano from La Scala in downtown Lafayette.